Green Lantern of Sector 2814, and it's Fans on Patrol time.
It's Fans on Patrol time.
Number 301, we got through the 300. I hope that some of you have taken your time and, you know, try to go back and listen to the show, the last week's show. Show 300, we hit our milestone. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive soul herself, Miss Tifflebot. How are you this week, Tiff?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you guys?
Man, I'm feeling just righteous, man. And Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spelled smooth, not sleepy, which I am.
I was just looking at you and I was like, God damn it, smooth. Yeah, man, I was just looking at you like, God damn it, smooth.
Had a rough one.
Wake the hell up. It's podcast time.
You're right. Yep.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
It's a relaxed one.
Oh, no, it's not. Shit. It's high energy like always. We're not going to let Smooth bring us down. God damn, we got to bring him up.
Yeah, I'll be good in about 3 minutes.
Right. So, man, we got a pretty good show, man. We always got a pretty good show, but sometimes we don't. And we're normally honest with you. We were like, man, the news so is shitty, y'all. No, but for real, Tiff, we tell people if the news is shitty. We normally tell y'all after the news is shitty. But we got some pretty good news, man. So we had DC Fandom last week, and we're not going to do a DC Fandom show. We're not going to go over every announcement. And they had DC Giveth. It was plenty of stuff. We literally could have did a whole show with DC Fandom. But we're only going to do a couple of things. Because we have a little Sherlock Holmes news. Anybody listen to the show know that's one of my heroes. I love Sherlock Holmes. I love the stories. I love any rendition of Sherlock Holmes. I've never been disappointed. That's absolutely true. So we got some Sherlock Holmes news. Believe it or not, DC Giveth, and we got some Batman news, and we'll see what spins off from all that goodness. Also, man, DC Giveth, we finally got a real trailer for the Justice League Zack Snyder cut. Now, I'm not sure when that comes out. I thought it was going to come out soon, but I don't think it comes out next year or something like that. 2021, right. Yeah. And so we got some little stuff to talk about that. We are doing a one-shot by popular demand. We had some requests to do Lovecraft Country, so we're doing that one-shot. And the Big Daddy today is our sad news. It's not really a movie or nothing like that, but we're going to be talking Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace, who died the day before yesterday. Well, today is Sunday. Yeah, today is Sunday. Day before yesterday, he died on Friday, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so, rest in peace to his family, you know, rest in peace to him, his family, you know. Anyway, so we're doing a tribute, man, because you know what? You got to celebrate when somebody is great. And that's what we're doing today. Saying all that, are you guys ready to get it on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sleepy ass. Let's go. It's nice doing a regular show, man. You know, we got these two shows going. It's nice to do the regular one, man. I had some people contact me, man, and they didn't really get into the 300 show, y'all. You know
what happened?
Well, I found out that some people thought it was a regular show and they listened to it for 2 hours and 25 minutes from without watching a movie from beginning to end.
They probably suffered, huh?
Yeah, that was bad, man. Yeah. Look, y'all.
What are y'all talking about? Yeah, they probably didn't know what the hell we was talking about. For 2 hours, you know,
2 hours, 25 minutes.
That you'll never get back.
Damn.
Oh, well.
You got to watch it with the movie, y'all. It's an explanation. We say 3, 2, 1.
Appreciate y'all for doing that.
Sure do. I was like, well, damn. Thank you. You know? So, anyway, man. Let's get into our first story. So,
No. Hold on.
Oh,
have to do the social media shout out.
Well, thank you for hooking me up with that, Tiffobot, since you caught it. Hit us hard with that.
All right. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. That's our hub. It's a beautiful website that Montego maintains for us. Thank you, Montego. We have our shows, show art, articles. I'd like to write one again, so let's put some pressure on me. I feel guilty all the time. That's a good way to get me to do stuff.
Just get you to work.
Reach us at fans@fansandpatrol.com. That's an email. You can send us directly your comments, questions, concerns, suggestions. We'd love to hear them all. Otherwise, you can get to us on our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans and Patrol. And we are on all your favorite listening platforms, Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And then we are actually also on YouTube. TuneIn, and now iHeartRadio and Pandora.
Yeah, and Amazon Music to come. It might even be up by now. I'm not sure. So we just have to see.
We're everywhere.
You goddamn right we are. We need to be everywhere. We're everywhere except for Patreon, which I'm trying to get together this week. But people are like, no, hold it up. But I'm trying to get that Patreon together this week, y'all. We'll see. So now I believe it's time to get stuff started here. So, Sherlock Holmes, man. You know, we heard some news a while back that Henry Cavill was going to be in Sherlock Holmes. But I thought it was Sherlock Holmes. But it turns out, you know, it's not. He's going to play Sherlock Holmes, but this is not about him.
No,
this is about what's her name? Millie
Enola,
Bobby Brown.
Enola, yeah, or Seven.
Eleven, but that's 11. Her name. Yeah. That's a real 7-11. Name.
7-11.
Yeah, so she's playing Enola Holmes, man, and so. This is the baby sister of Sherlock Holmes and his brother, who, you know, his brother normally works for the establishment and stuff like that. And so, so, you know, it's period. I love that. You know, you have some great actors in this movie. So that's a great thing. And they gave us a full trailer. And so, you know, Tivelbot, what you think of this, man?
Okay. So I have a question first before we start.
Yes.
Because you've read Sherlock Holmes.
It's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, long time ago, but yeah, it's many stories. Go ahead, though.
Yes, I've read some too. I've read like The Secret and Scarlet, or whatever that very famous one is, and stuff like that. The Hounds of Baskerville. But like, is there an Enola, or is this a completely made up character?
I think it's a made up character. I don't remember no sister. I mean,
I don't remember sister either.
I remember his brother. I remember his brother.
Yes, he does have a brother.
Right.
But you know, sometimes there's like our sister. Like you might not have remember. You know what I mean? Like a throwaway, never really whatever. But however. When I saw this, I was like, ew, I don't want to watch this. I'm not interested. Then I watched it and I was like, oh no, I can't wait to watch this.
Now what changed your mind, Tiff?
So like, it's just very, it looks very fun. It doesn't look very, I mean, like so Sherlock Holmes, I feel like in his, in the movies, they've been more of like happy, campy, fun, like adventure style stuff. And this has that same feel to it.
Oh, the Guy Ritchie films. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
But this has like, I love a strong female character.
As we all do.
So I just think Millie Bobby Brown is great. And she looks great in this. And she's doing a great job. And of course, Henry Cavill is very handsome. So it's like a double whammy.
Yeah. She making me feel, oh, this little gal is just growing up in front of us. It's like, damn. So smooth. What do you think it is?
Looks good. Like, well, you know. Sherlock Holmes, I like how they, you know, like you said, they're period of films. So they get all the scenery and, you know, the timeline stuff and the things that they did during that time. They usually are correct on that, and it's kind of impressive to me because it's like, oh wow, you know, they're kind of modern. They're you know, they bring some modern stuff to now. I mean, you know, it's just like you're seeing how they live, and it's pretty much not that different to what we do. You know, but we just have technology or whatever. But anyway, she looks older. You know what I'm saying?
How old is she? 16,
I think she's about 15, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Coming out the 23rd.
Yeah.
This month?
Yeah.
Ah, something to live for.
Yeah, it's a Netflix thing. Yeah. So, you know.
Okay, can I say something off topic?
Sure.
Okay, so this, you sent me a link to this trailer. And because it's Netflix, below it YouTube is suggesting me to watch other things from Netflix.
Yes.
And the top suggestion is Umbrella Academy: Real Life Partners Revealed, Who's Dating Who. And I got to tell you, everybody, as soon as we're done with the show or perhaps on break, I will be watching this.
Real life partners.
Oh, like, wow. Who they're dating.
Oh. Oh. Well, I
gotta know.
I'm glad you're interested, Tefobot, because
I
don't care.
But what if I told you some secrets and surprises?
Well, that might be interesting.
Right. I'll report back.
Okay. There we go. Okay. So that way I don't have to watch it. So, you know, Mycroft, that's the brother. And he always worked for the establishment. And his Sherlock Holmes is the rogue, detective. And he's always been a ass whooper, you know, through scientific means. And so I like how they have Bellatrix Strange in this, being the mama, teaching the gal, teaching them all, you know, how to fight. So, you know, it kind of gives you the indication that maybe it wasn't science that allowed Sherlock Holmes to be able to whoop so much ass, that he was just good old fashioned training that mama was doing. So I really like the mom. I like everything I'm seeing in this.
Was she from Fight Club?
The mom? Yeah, she's in Fight Club.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. So, you know, this, y'all know I was in. The only thing I don't like about this is the little brand new, the wording, the credits and stuff, how they got them rolling out like it's like an after school special or some shit like that. You know, I'm like, why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? Making it look very teen girl.
You're the weirdest person, because like things that should bother you don't, and things that like have no consequence. You're like, I noticed this and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I noticed that. I ain't like that bullshit. Stop it with that. Just keep it with the real, you know, period stuff. I mean, it was rolling it out like it's trying to appeal to teen girls to watch this. That's what.
Well, maybe they are.
Yeah, don't be so obvious with it and pandering like that. It's just like, you know, people like this little actress, Millie Bobby Brown. So they're going to come to see her regardless, you know.
Her name is Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn, Smooth, what you mean? all the Stranger Things we've been doing?
Yeah, I just caught it, you know what I'm saying?
So anyway, man.
I'm sleepy still.
All right. So, coming up next, man. So, you know, we've been talking about this goddamn Batman for the longest time, y'all. They stopped the Batman, the Batfleck, and they said, no more Batman, but now we got a new Batman, and it's Pattinson. So we've been seeing pictures, we've been seeing this. So DC Fandom, man, gave us the first full teaser trailer of the Batman. So this thing comes on, and the first thing I have to say is that it was, for my opinion, very Christopher Nolan-ish. I was like, it has the same dark feeling to it, and it was very gritty, but it didn't really show that much, in my opinion, that would make you be like, I gotta see this goddamn thing, other than seeing, you know, the Batman on screen. You know, you saw some villains. I think that was Colin Farrell as the Penguin. He was really, really overweight, and I thought that was great. I think that was him. They show Batman beat the shit out of somebody right in front of his boys. I guess he was the alpha. Just beat him. And I like that stuff. That's straight out of the comic books and stuff. Like, and, you know, they didn't really, they show the glimpses of the Batmobile and things like that. And they had this music that didn't stick with me at all playing through the whole thing. So, Smooth, what did you think about this Batman trailer, man?
Very, like you said, very Christopher Nolan. It had a lot. It had that dark feel. It looked like they might have Catwoman in this too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz. Interesting take on the Riddler. I like that. We also noticing that Batman is. This isn't the first year of Batman, which is I like that part where he already exists. He might be like maybe 3 or 4 years in as a crime fighter. And
what makes you say that? I'm just asking.
Well, I'm just saying, well, because, you know, he's getting letters and stuff like that. It looks like he's Commissioner Gordon, you know, he's talking to the police. I mean, well, put it like this. I was watching Adult Swim. They were showing Year One Batman, the animated series, and it was pretty rough. The police were after him, you know. He was, you know, first starting out, they didn't know what to make of him. This, it looks like he's existed.
Okay.
So, you know, that's all I'm saying. And, like, he's been working with him. He beat the hell out of that dude. That pumped me up. I want to see if he's going to be a good Batman or a better Bruce Wayne or a better Batman or a good Bruce Wayne. You know what I mean? I want to see how that works out.
Huh. Interesting.
You know.
Huh. I keep getting glimpses of new cars and shit that look old. It looks kind of reminds me of Batman on 89, where they mixed new stuff and old stuff. Tef, what do you think about this, man? Because I'm really interested to know what you think.
I don't think it looks that bad, really. It just, yeah, it seems like kind of like, you can tell that because it says it's in production, so you can kind of tell they're losing what they have to make this trailer. It's like it seems like all this stuff is very successional, so like it's all coming from within the same. There's not like later shots, early shots, mid shots. It seems like it's all from the same story arc of the movie.
Yeah, I would agree.
I will say, I see him as Bruce Wayne in this, right? I see him out of costume.
Mm-hmm.
He looks gross and dirty.
He did.
Like a street. Yeah. Not to belittle people who are homeless, but like, you know, he didn't look like a billionaire. His head looks really small. So like when he's in that bat suit, it looks, I mean, I know that he did work out for it. But I think the suit is doing a lot of the work, and I think his head is too small.
Hmm.
I know that sounds really weird. It just looks very, he doesn't really look yet. But here's the thing. I have to see the movie to see if I feel like he's Batman. And
this
I
is a teaser, too. It is a teaser, so we don't really know what the hell
right. Is that. It's pretty, but I really like the Riddler as a Batman villain. He's probably my favorite Batman villain.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
From Gotham or just period?
I just like him generally. I like him when he's good. I like him when he's bad. I like him when he's silly.
Huh.
So I want to see like how Batman solves the riddles, blah, 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 like which is what he's going to do. But other than that, it just looks pretty. I know that it doesn't look bad. It just looks standard.
Perfect. I agree with you. You know, it's Batman and it's coming to the big screen. I'm there. I don't care, give a shit who's playing him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I didn't see, you know, when I saw the Christopher Nolan Batman trailer back in the day, way back in the day, children. I mean, yeah, some of y'all was just being born, you know. You know, it blew me away. You know, he was like, does it come in black? You know, it was like, God damn, this guy is perfect. This is great. But with this, I think the most impressive thing is I love seeing Commissioner Gordon, you know, being a brother, you know. I'm like, yes, you know. So, yeah, I will say I don't have to see the movie. I would probably need to see a full trailer. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because this is just a teaser.
Oh, this is a teaser? It was like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's still a teaser.
Wow.
It's the first one, man.
2 minutes and 34 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's a teaser.
Well, they go three, they go 4 minutes. You never know. So, I don't know. I mean, it looks fine. That's probably bad, right?
It looks Batman-ish. Yeah, I mean, you got the elements. Like you said, the dark, depressing city. You know, Bruce Wayne, Batman's being, you know, kind of smug. Not smug, but, you know, just grumpy.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know. So, yeah, it has all the elements. Like you said, police, probably dirty. I want to see how the Penguin works out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you would think that he was born. But from Gotham and, you know, just like you said, some of the animated series and comic books, he's not boring. He's really, you know, like a thug.
Hey, you know, I like the take on the Riddler they're doing, though, with the tape all over the face and all that stuff.
It's, yeah.
That's original as hell, man. That's as original as Heath Ledger's Joker. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice take, man. Who the hell was playing the Riddler?
Ooh, that's a mystery. Oh, that's a good mystery right there. Yeah.
We gotta look that shit up. So anyway, man, we can move on from this one, man. I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of weird that we're not all like slapping five and shit, you know.
Well, yeah, because you know, 21. We gotta wait till 2021. You know,
hopefully, like that's the thing. They're not even finished filming this movie.
Yeah. God damn coronavirus, you bastard.
Taking everything away from us.
Everything, including people. Let's see. Okay, so last on the list, man. We've been waiting for this, man. I don't know why we've been so, you know, I think we've been waiting with anticipation because the fans went crazy over this. Because I never did care all that much. But, you know, the fans was like, yeah, Snyder Cut, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Snyder Cut, man. You know, I jumped in because everybody else jumped in.
Rolling with the mob
smooth.
Yeah.
And so now we have a full trailer. You know, I'm surprised because, again, like I said at the top of the key, nobody is not coming out this year. So, right. You know, well, so I guess there's still, it's still a work in progress, maybe. I don't know. So they gave us this full trailer for the Zack Snyder cut. And we have some old scenes. We have some new scenes. We see some characters that weren't in the movie, like Desaad and, you know.
Oh, yeah, Iris.
And you see the new take on the armor of Steppenwolf, where they completely hide his face and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of you guys' way and turn the leash out on you. But the first, before I do that, I just want to say, still looks like shit. Go ahead.
I was going to say the same thing. It looks like shit. Like, here's the thing. First of all, this trailer is fucking horrible.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Yes.
That goddamn song.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah is one of my favorite songs. However, I do not like the original version of Hallelujah. I like the remake. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Don't play this song. It doesn't fit the fucking movie.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just can't control myself.
It's just like, I get what you're trying to do, but you know what? No. Go fuck yourself. This is so stupid. It looks stupid. It sounds stupid. I don't see enough of a difference, really, to make me be like, yeah, I can see why they wanted this. It looks pretty much the same. It looks just as stupid and boring. And honestly, the worst part is that the fucking Flash still runs like that with his weird wobbly arms.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Are you effing kidding me? Hallelujah. Did y'all really put this damn song in here? I know. No more jobs. AT&T, y'all did a whole bunch of cutting, right? So hopefully whoever made that decision is out of here. Damn, it's bad. Smooth, what you got?
I'm not going to go as hard as you guys. I could do it with maybe the song. It didn't bother me as much as you guys, but I see your point. It doesn't look ugly. I mean, some of the stuff I kind of dig some of the stuff. I was going to say, yeah, Tiff, the Flash still runs like a dork.
I wonder why they made him decide to do that.
Yeah, and I remember we had that discussion with you. He was like, well, he defended it. He was like, yeah, well, he's not, he's not trained in running. You know, you got to learn how to run.
Yeah, shit. Well, that's how I figured, I'm just trying to help it out.
Yeah, it was good. No, I'm just saying, but it's just funny that, now. But yeah, it's me personally, I kind of like some of this, the additions. I like to see my man Victor Stone. He's, a little bit of football career in there. And, they got a few little tidbits, a few little nuggets they threw in there. I mean, I'm not saying it's all shitty and da 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 da. It might. So, I mean, the fans see something that you guys don't see. Yeah. I mean, they got it. They got pumped for it. So maybe, they have hope that, this stuff right here will make it a better movie.
I think this looks like complete shit. I'm really expecting more. And
complete doo-doo. Wow.
The choice that they have gone with these apocalypse people being these CG large creatures, it's like, why would y'all do that? It would have been so much better for y'all just to have actors with makeup on and do that. But y'all got this bullshit going on. And then, we see Iris and she looks great, but who cares, okay? And then, again, it was so hard for me to watch this thing with that damn song playing. It was so distracting. I was like, yeah. God damn, why? And I said, I'm waiting for it to change. It's going to change. But the music with Justice League has sucked the whole time. You remember in the first one, it was Come Together, right? Now I'm like, why are they playing Come Together? Who is the music person over at Warner Brothers? Get that clown out of here. They suck.
He might have got fired.
I hope he did. And I hate to say I hope somebody got fired, but you are not good at this, my friend.
Okay, do you guys, you know what this kind of reminds me of?
What's that?
People just can't let stuff go. Have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where he's making that pig? He's like roasting the pig, and then the pig keeps it doesn't get away. Like, it shoots off the thing or whatever. And he's like, it's just a little airborne. It's still good. So like, I just imagine these people who are just like Homer Simpsoning this fucking movie, who are like, oh, it's just a little whatever. It's still good.
I could see
that. It's bad. Just let it go. It's never going to be good. It's just one of those things you have to let it go.
Your boy Darkseid looks like shit, Smooth, and they started to huff the whole thing with him. He looks like shit. I mean, come on, man. Y'all could have did better than that.
Well, I kind of think. I don't. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I think they could have did better. Well, we always see Darkseid as being just this cool, I mean, not really aggressive. He doesn't have to be aggressive because he's so powerful, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like they kind of dumbed it down, like his power down, as far as he's more calculated. It looks like he's just a brute thug on that part. Yeah. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
this
is going to come out, and I don't think the splash is going to even be worth the splash, man. You know, I mean, come on, man. Come on. They got Superman in the black suit. We supposed to be excited about that. Ugh, goodness. Anyway. Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to pump up all the Flash scenes because they're trying to stay still doing that movie. Even though, like Smooth said, Ezra Miller slammed change out of that girl. You know, I'm surprised we didn't get rid of him from that. But, yeah, this is what they're doing. This is it, right?
I'm not going to watch this. I don't think I'm going to watch this. No, I'm not going
to
watch this.
We're going to have to watch it.
I'll watch it.
We're going to have to watch it.
No. Here's the thing. I don't even remember enough about the first one to make comparisons. All I know is that this also looks like shit, and I don't want
to
watch
it. I just had to go get the cubes. That's what I they had to get the cubes.
Look, and Victor Stone stills looks like shit, Smooth.
Nah.
He looks like dumb.
It looks like a head, and everything, the whole thing is just like... He looks like, it's just like this big orb in the middle of the screen.
I disagree with you guys.
Oh, shit.
I have faith in it.
Smooth's got his feelings hurt.
Yeah, I'm riding with it.
Everybody was like talking about Zack Snyder coming back, like the shit he'd been doing was good. I mean, come on. I mean, it wasn't. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Anyway, man, you know, that's it for the news as we destroy this trailer. Oh, shoot. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. All right, we return in the Flash, and it was time to do a one-shot, man, by popular demand.
Pew, pew.
So
I was going to...
y'all leave the sound effects to me with the board, okay? Y'all just back that shit up.
That's funny. Oh,
fuck.
So, man, one shot, man. We talked about this trailer maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
We were all interested because it looked like it had an element of social justice in it, and it had a bunch of nerd stuff in it. And we said, "What else could this podcast ask for? Social justice and aliens and nerds and shit. Perfect.
Sci-fi. Yeah.
Right. So, man, let me see. So, the synopsis for this thing: Lovecraft Country, 2020, TV Mature comes on what? HBO Now.
Max.
Yeah. 1 hour he does, you know, every show. Drama, fantasy, horror, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. Can y'all say, just say anything, you know, after that. Young African-American, young black folks travel across the U.S. in the 1950s in search for a missing father. So that's it, man. That's all you get. And it stars Jonathan Majors from The Five Bloods, if you've noticed that. This dude was in White Boy Rick. He's been getting around, man. What's her name? Journey Smollett. She's been a child actor. She's been around forever. A lot of people from this show might know her as in Birds of Prey. She was Black Canary.
Right, yeah.
Courtney B. Vance, who's married to the illustrious, fine, gorgeous. That's messed up that you more known for who you married to. Angela Bassett. Yes, her husband. And... that's about it for the first show, because so many people in this, you know, when you do these shows, as they label everybody who in every show, and you got to hunt around for the people who was in it. I mean, Jada Harris played the daughter,
right?
And you know, so we'll leave it like that. Okay, so before we hit it hard, let's get into one word. Smooth, one word. What you got?
Delightful. Yeah, I like this.
Really?
I did. It had, like you said, had all the elements, and it gave you, it had a lot of nuggets where you got it. You have to watch more than one episode, I think. You know what I'm saying? You have to definitely, you're not going to get all the information in one episode, because, you know, there's bits and pieces that they leave in there. But yeah, I liked it. The time period was great. I mean, you know, it showed a reflection of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the everything, you know, the time period as far as the cars and the clothes and the music, every, you know, it's just, yeah, even though it was a hard time, they made it a good time, so to speak.
All right, my one word is what? And that's not a what? That's a what? Because I was literally sitting here watching this thing like, what? Because it was started one way and I was like comfortable with it. And then another, it changed. Just one, this first episode had so much in it. In the middle of it, it changed again. It was like, what? And then at the end, I was like, what? And it really got wild at the end. So we're going to hit those spoilers and we're going to get into it real quick. Notice we ain't asked Tiff because she ain't do her homework. But so she
I had a problem. I did read the book, so I'm excited to hear what the differences are. I mean, I'm reading the book.
Well, I know one thing. They mentioned the book in the show. Like, right. So it's and the author. What book? So
they mentioned the book of they mentioned the Lovecraft Country book in the show.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
So strange.
So it, right. Yeah, so I'm like, well, so, you know, it's one of them things, you know, and they talked about the author for a hot minute too.
Yeah, they did.
Because he's white?
They just talked about his style and what he, you know, because our hero played by his name is what's his name?
Atticus.
No, they call him Tick.
Tick, but no, it's Atticus. His real name is Atticus Freeman.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that if you watch it because they call him Tick.
Well, they said it one time.
Once,
yeah,
right.
They said it one time.
And then they say Tick a thousand times.
Yeah.
So his street name is Tick, and it's a neighborhood story. And he's a science fiction reader, right. Big time.
Yeah.
So it's in the 50s. It starts off really strange because he went to the war. He went to the Korean War.
Right.
And he's back. And he's on a bus, and right. It's in Jim Crow South, and they let you know that right from the beginning. And
yeah, leaving Kentucky.
He's in the back of the bus, per usual, and he's reading the book. You know, he's reading books and stuff, and the bus breaks down. And first of all, I want to mention that this is executive producers J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele.
Right.
And so, you know, he can't get on the bus with the lady. And we knew that was going to happen when the bus broke down and they had to pick up truck, and they had to walk like 10 miles or something because they wasn't going to take them. Right. So there's a lot of that, you know, Jim Crow, whites only, colors only, whites only, colors only, whites only. And they let you know what time it is. And I love this about it, Smooth. I love that they keep the period clean and in your face. And I like that. But it's not the start of the story, but it absolutely could have. In the beginning of this thing, it seemed like it could totally be something completely different, unrelated to aliens, except in that first scene where he's having a dream and all the aliens come down. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, and Jackie Robinson splits the alien with his baseball bat.
But it was weird. But it was cool because he woke up. And it wasn't what was happening.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you cool right now so far?
Yeah, I'm cool. It has my attention because, yeah, it's like I'm trying to piece this together. Like you said, he you get off the rip that he's a avid reader and he likes to read science fiction. And
oh, he's a nerd, big time.
Yeah, basically big time.
And so he gets back to town and he's living, he was living with his aunt and uncle. And their child, and they're a great family, man.
Right.
They spend this scene in the morning with the husband trying to get some. And,
well, he does get some.
And it doesn't go too far, but I was like, man, they really showing you, goddamn.
Well, they showing the love, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was necessary, but it didn't bother me.
Smooth, guess what?
What?
It was a little unnecessary.
It kind of. I mean, it didn't have to go as far as it did.
It went pretty far.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it didn't show anything, Tiff, but you know, it was like, goddamn, yeah, y'all. You know okay, we get it. Yeah, he got his hands down her pants.
Yeah, you know what he's doing. Yeah, you know, that's the whole point. Yeah, you know.
So they move on.
Right.
And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're showing the neighborhood. And that's cool. Because it's like really, you know, it seems like there's a lot of time going past, but it hasn't. You know, the director is using his hour really good.
Yeah, it's only a day.
And so, you know, he's there to see his father, to find his father. His father's missing and they got a shitty relationship. So they establish that.
Yeah.
Then they have a block party and it's in Chicago, so it's great. I mean, they're doing a really good job, but Smooth, something happens, and I know this didn't bother you, but I got furious
because of what,
when they threw the hip hop music in
in
the middle of a period film that didn't have any it didn't balance. It totally pulled me out.
The thing is, it wasn't long. It was more of like an intro of the song.
So it was completely unnecessary. I was literally upset when it happened because I was like, why would they do that? I mean, it's not the type of. So I said, is this gonna be one of them things where it's supposed to be period, but they keep bringing in hip hop and talking?
Well, when when it's like, yeah, because at the beginning it was like, don't delete me. I'm like, delete? There's no deleting this time.
When the song started, it was a woman.
It didn't even make sense rapping. But it threw me off on me. I'm like, oh, this is a rap song.
Not smooth.
It didn't bother me, but I can see.
Oh, it bothered the shit out of me.
I can see your argument.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You have a good argument.
I was happy that you didn't hear no more of that shit.
Right. It was short.
So that's another mistake. So you're going to do it one time? What's the goddamn point? So anyway, they did that shit, and then they had the sisters singing. That was cool. Your sisters didn't get along.
Yeah.
I dug that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, one thing about that. The lady, Ruby, she's Nigerian, a Nigerian British actor. And what's her name? Wanumi Wasaku.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a strong British accent, and it just blew me away when I was actually hearing her talk. And it's like, wow, you played that part really well. Like, you know.
Huh. Okay.
This is the big sister.
So she didn't have much screen time, but maybe she's coming back.
Yeah.
So then they're going on this road trip to find a daddy. And I thought that was cool. So they, you know.
He's a guy, right?
Yeah, so they get on and they do this road trip.
Safe travel, yeah.
And so they get going and they have these adventures through Jim Crow South. Right. And it's terrible because I don't know why the old man decided he just had to go sit in the front of that restaurant. I was like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Dude, this is life. This is what bothered me, Smooth. This is what bothered me.
It didn't say whites only, though.
This is what bothered me, but you know what time it is.
Yeah, and I'm hungry.
You know what time it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, quit playing. Right. Now, see, it would be different if this was a time travel movie and it was us going back in time.
We didn't know no better.
Right. These people growing up in this time, so the director was effing up to me. I was like, you're screwing up, dude.
The thing is, I see what you're saying, but I guess in that time we don't have to say whites only. It should be already implied that you should know not to come in.
Dude, and the looks.
That's the thing too, because I would have been like, yo, you know what? Never mind. Seriously, I would
other
be like,
than
yeah.
all of that, you yeah. know what time it is.
Right, yeah,
you
right,
in Jim Crow South. Right. Get the hell out of here.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so in the book, Atticus is coming home from like Florida. He's a soldier.
That's true.
Yeah.
And his uncle is the author of The Safe Negro Travel Guide, which is a real book.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So is that still true in the show?
That's true, but yeah. he gets his materials
he
from
does.
His
he
real
goes,
adventures.
Yeah.
Right, so he does go into this, and I agree. When I read the part of the book, they go to a town, it's clearly like not, it's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And they go into a diner.
Yeah, y'all know better.
And Atticus is like, I would like to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if it wasn't for the woman, because she heard him plotting and she come running out. Yeah, and I love this role about her when she runs out of that back room and she just turns 100% street when she talk about her name is so and so motherfucker.
Because he kept calling her girl. He was like, my name is fucking Letitia.
Letitia fucking Lewis.
Letitia fucking Lewis. That's whoever they, you know.
So that was a great scene. And they're running from the hillbillies that's trying to kill them.
Right.
And that car comes and they do the up in and they throw, and it's bad because those racist dudes in that pickup truck.
Oh, they're dead.
No, Smooth. I'm sitting there in glee watching that.
I was about to say the same. That's one thing, and I would like to point out one thing about this movie: the racist people, they get it, and you are satisfied with it. But like,
yeah,
they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, yes. Yeah. So then it gets dark.
And
you know. And then that's when the creatures show up. The sheriff shows up and follows them out of town.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, they turn into like these creature vampires and shit.
With a bunch of eyes on them. Yeah.
Dude, that's when I was like, what? Because they was tearing them damn people up, biting whole bodies off, you know?
Yeah.
And then the sheriff's turn.
Yeah, like the vampire effect.
And then he talked about give me that gun, and shouldn't that sheriff have bled out Smooth? He was sitting there with no arm.
I was looking at that like, does he have a? No, he doesn't
you should
have
be
a
dead,
arm.
Dude.
He don't have
a, yeah. But I guess he was infected.
Right. Yeah. So he's changing. So
because I was sitting there like he should be dead.
Right.
This dude been sitting here for 10 minutes with no arm talking about get on the ground.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, get out of here.
So they turn into creatures and they about to get killed, and then somebody blows a whistle. And that's pretty much the end of the show.
Well, yeah. Well, old girl, yeah, she had to get the car.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first episode is an A+ to me. I dug it, except for that. It's an A- because they threw that damn hip hop in there. It just was out of place. It's not like I'm like, oh, that was a bad song. It was like, it was as bad as that damn Hallelujah and goddamn right, Smooth. It was just as bad. I was like, it's so out of place. You shouldn't pull your audience out of the scene. And if you notice it that much, like, it's kind of cool when you hear some cool music and you be like, that song was bumping in there, and it fit. But it was like, what the hell is happening? What? Now we talking about delete? Oh, get the hell out of here! So anyway, I dug it, man. I'm in it. Can't wait to watch the next one, man.
Right, I got it. Yeah, I tried to watch this a little bit of the second one just to get some clarity from maybe a little first. Like I said, they dropped some nuggets on there.
The second one gets a little lost. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, it seemed that way. Yeah, it did seem that way. You know,
but by the end, it gets itself together.
Okay,
Tiff. So it sounds like to me that this is like the same story, but they for some reason they had to bring the fact that the author wrote about this thing. I think the author in the book is actually one of the characters because they were mentioning something that they read in the book about that area that they were looking for, you know, whatever the name of the place was.
I think maybe there's some confusion, and I don't know because I haven't seen the show, but Arkham or Lovecraft. Lovecraft is an author.
Right.
So they do in the book talk about Lovecraft and his short stories because Arkham is a place and Artem is where they're going.
Yep, they mentioned both of those.
They're going to Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And Lovecraft himself wrote a lot about, like, he's very famous. Like, he made Cthulhu and the Shoggoths and, like, cult stuff and was, like, a early science fiction writer, but he was also very racist.
Yeah.
So, like, that was, like, some of the driving force in this book was that, like, his father didn't really like him reading those things because he was a racist person.
Well, that was that was the same premise with this and right. Uncle. Yeah. I like that they mentioned John Carter. I got pumped. Yeah. I was like, one of my favorites. F all you people who don't like that movie. It's one of my favorites.
That movie wasn't that good, man.
That movie is awesome. So anyway, man. That's going to do it, man. We're going to wrap this up and we're going to move on to our main topic. So we'll be right back. All right, man. You know, we've been doing our duties on the show. We had a lot to talk about, a lot of this, a lot of that, about all the good news and stuff. But, you know, now it's time to get serious, y'all. You know, I mean, I'm being serious for real, man. Let's see. We had a tribute show before when Margot Kidder died. You know, I think she's a big nerd influence to a lot of us and stuff, and that happened. We decided to do the same thing for Chadwick Boseman because, you know, first of all, we, like the rest of the world, we were all caught off guard. You know, nobody had a clue that this young actor, activist, good person was actually in trouble, you know. And because he didn't let it be known, if you're living under a rock, on Friday, Chadwick Boseman passed at the age of 43. And it was a bombshell to everybody I know, you know. And so we wanted to do a tribute to him today just to talk about his work, some of the good things, even the bad things, man. Because, you know, when a person goes, everybody mourns in their own way. And I think he's worthy because this is one of Hollywood's true good guys, in my opinion, from everything that I can see, read, you know, his social media accounts that he maintained himself and things like that. So there's no one word. Well, you know what? F that, man. Let's do a one word, man. You know, so we're going to sum up Chadwick Boseman in one word. Tiff, one word. What you got?
I'm going to say effervescent.
Explain.
So effervescent is just like, maybe it's a little too bubbly for him, but I think like he had this spark that like when he entered a room, like I would watch like him on the like talk shows or like when he would meet fans, and he just had this thing about him.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
That a lot of actors are very charming but kind of withdrawn, and I think that for him he was very much like into being like
engaging.
Yeah, engaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So. Smooth.
That's kind of hard. I'm gonna go with authentic.
Okay, explain.
Well, he was. Yeah, I feel that he was a true delight to be around. He was a true person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you have the status, but he understood that the roles like T'Challa and James Brown and Jackie Robinson, those were, you know, roles that were
an honor for him to play.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that. Yeah. I agree with you on that. So, I'm gonna say classy, man.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I'm gonna say classy, and I'll explain classy because I've never seen this dude's name in nothing bad. And in Hollywood now these days, that's a feat to accomplish. You know, no feuds, no lewdness, no rude behavior, nothing like that. He always, you know, I didn't even know he was as much as a black activist that he was, you know. His last tweet that he put out was, you know, support for Kamala Harris. You know,
right? Yeah.
Not that the last tweet was done by somebody else, but right. His last tweet was support for Kamala Harris. He was like, you know, yes, Kamala, you know, and that's not the only reason why I know he's an activist and stuff, but just classy, man, and the way he embodies his roles, you know, just he just became those people. He's an awesome dude. So let's get into it, man. So I don't know, man. I never really paid attention to Chadwick Boseman until I started seeing him do all those damn biopics. You know, he was he became the biopic king. James Brown, Jackie Robinson, was the football player that died of cancer himself. What's the name of that movie? The Express, wasn't that the name of it?
I think so.
Yeah,
sound about right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Express. He played Floyd Little, and you know, he's been on TV forever. But I was like, damn, this dude. He just keep being other people. He Marshall. He played Thurgood Marshall. You know.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
Even though he didn't look anything like Thurgood Marshall. Hell, I look more like Thurgood Marshall. But you know, he was the biopic king, and you know, suddenly, man, he really had an impact in, you know, our lives. Well, you know, he did some shitty stuff too. I don't want to just, you know, talk about the good stuff he did too.
Oh, Gods of Egypt. Yeah.
The Gods of Egypt.
Well, everyone's got a few.
Yeah, everybody got a few turds. Yeah.
The Gods of Egypt was terrible. You know,
you gotta make money.
True that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had a really extensive TV career. I mean, he's been on almost every show I like. ER, he was on Fringe. He was, I mean, The Glades. He was on in a lot of stuff, man. It was just like Lie to Me. I used to love that damn show. I mean, just everywhere. And then, you know, he got his break with, you know, these biopics and stuff and doing such a good job, you know, being these star athletes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, then all of a sudden, man, you know, we get the announcement one day from Marvel that he was playing the King of Wakanda. And I'm sure for this young man, you know, life was changing with 42 and things like that. But now you're the Black Panther, brother?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I mean, anybody want to start talking about his Civil War role? Or?
Well, I think it's crazy because when you look at what he's done, it really is evident that he was just starting his career. This was like his, I mean, he's obviously had some big roles, but like this was kind of like his big thing. And like, I think if he could have lived, I believe he definitely would have won Oscars. And I just feel like very sad that wasn't, you know, he didn't get a chance because Black Panther, I think he should have been.
Yeah, you know. It was close, right? They, you know, yeah. It was the buzz of the year, all the Black Panther buzz with Oscars. But nothing really panned out. But I tell you what did pan out was all the billions that it made. Y'all had to straighten me out that it made more money than the Big Daddy that year, than the Avengers and stuff. And so, god damn, you know,
yeah.
Smooth.
Oh, yeah, this when he passed, it was pretty much like somebody you knew. That's how it felt. Either, you know what I'm saying, how you took it. That's how I took it. It's like, I know this guy. That's how, you know, it kind of hurt. You know, it had to, when I heard about it, I was at work and I kind of had to take a minute, like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of,
you know, like, damn, that's a mess. You know, like, it really, you know, like I said, like it was a friend of the family or somebody that you knew, you know. And this guy, yeah, he was, man, he did quality work, man. He did quality work. Even in 21 Bridges, I thought 21 Bridges was going to be, you know, like the downfall, you know, like the start of the, you know, I thought he might have plateaued.
With King T'Challa.
Right, yeah. But no, but it
21
was
21 Bridges was
it was good.
It was a dumb action movie, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I mean, he did his thing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was like I said, we lost the Mamba and we lost the Panther.
Oh, you also lost what you call him from Portland last night.
Oh, Cliff Robinson.
Robinson. He died last night. Holy shit! What is going on with this damn?
Yeah, it's 2020. Got to get the hell out of here, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, this dude was.
I just want to say this, man, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, but his role in the Black Panther, it gave Black people a lot to dream about.
Yeah, it did.
And people don't understand, you know, all the real Black leaders in our lives have been murdered and taken from us.
Yeah.
And this was a fictional character and everybody knew it. But the Black Panther showed Black people in the most positive light that you can show us in.
Yeah.
And showed us that it's not even impossible how these people were living, and you know, and him being the king. I've never seen Black people be as that energized from a movie.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, cause when I used to pick up my kids when this came out, you would see the kids running out of the school like Wakanda.
You would see adults.
That's
what gets me. You would see grown ass people talking about Wakanda forever. And I'm like, you don't even read comic books. You know? I'm like, get out of here. You know, I mean, wow. So Tiff, what you got on Chadwick?
So like, I know, but I loved him obviously in Black Panther and the Avengers, and he did really good in the Five Bloods. I haven't seen a lot of his work, which makes me very sad, and so now I will watch a lot more. Usually what happens for me is I will get really into an actor later on, mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna watch their whole category of movies, all the stuff that they've done. But like, what's crazy is that I've seen him on like getting interviewed and like meeting fans and stuff, and he was always so nice to them and he was so proud. And I think like, so I had seen some memes and stuff before this had all gone down, but he was sick during the time that he was doing these movies.
Yeah, most of them.
And I think that's crazy because I can't do anything when I'm sick, and he's very sick.
Right.
And so I just think it's amazing that he had this passion to like live your life with passion and see that stuff. But in particular, I wanted to talk about a time when people were like, oh, like, do you remember for a while they showed him doing the Wakanda Forever and they were like, look at him, he's so sick of doing this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's true. I think he was maybe very sick during that time.
Oh, yeah, because he was a skinny little man at that point. I noticed how much weight he had lost, you know, doing the junkets afterwards. But go ahead.
And I think it just, you know, he was probably just really tired and doing his best. And I think that that's insanely amazing that somebody who was so sick would.
He was literally dying right there when he was doing that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. Yeah, that came to mind, too, because. You know, I even had some comments. I was like, this dude didn't got light in the ass. But then you think actors, you know, you see Tom Hanks do it. You see, you know, Kristen Bell do it. People lose weight. Because I think, Tiff, when we did the Five Bloods on the lockdown series, and go over there and check that out, that review out, I think we both just, you know, was like, man, he was a little bitty dude. And we thought that I think we commented on the fact that we thought that he was just trying to look younger. So he lost a lot of weight. But no, that's the second to the last movie. He has another movie that's, I believe, that's complete, but that's it. You know, there won't be any Tupac hits coming from him with a bunch of movies because of, you know, COVID and stuff, you know. So it's just it's a super tragedy, man. It's still so real, man. You know, it don't even feel real. It's like, nah, no way. No. You know.
Like I said, before we were off mic, I said when I saw it, I thought it was one of those mistakes.
Yeah.
Where like TMZ reports that somebody had passed away and then they have to retract it.
Yeah.
But it catches momentum on the internet before they can stop it. And then I found out that it was actually very true.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you think about, you know, Marvel, they had so many plans with him, with, you know, Black Panther 2 and other Avenger movies and things like that. And, you know, what are they going to do now? Not that I care about Marvel, but you just, the character was so good for him. You know what I'm saying? It was like a perfect fit for him, man. I mean, it'd be hard to even think of somebody else playing that role, you know? I mean, it's all you think about. It's like synonymous, you know? He like made it concrete with that character, you know? It's like Christopher Reeve and Superman, you know? That's, no matter how many Superman they get, right? You think of Christopher Reeves, you're always comparing him to.
He's a measuring stick.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. I think that Chadwick Boseman will be that for this character. You know, you're like, man, you're not Chadwick Boseman. you know, right. You're not my T'Challa, you know? So, right. God damn it, y'all. Anyway, I don't think we need to talk about it any longer. Unless it's something else if one of you guys want to bring up or something that we haven't talked about now. But I thought it was necessary, man. I mean, when you got such a positive figure, you know, that was just doing so many positive things and was so involved in our movies, you know, in our lives with these movies, you know, especially last in his career. It's just like, damn, man, we're going to miss you, dude. That's big time. And my heart's going to go out to his family, man, you know. This is terrible. So I think that's going to do it, y'all. You guys got anything else?
Nah.
Okay. So I'm the host of Fans on Patrol, and we sorry to leave this in such a low point, y'all, but it is what it is. Tragedy happens, and your crew got to deal with it just like you. And so I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the very sensitive one, Miss Tifflebot. So say goodbye to the people, too.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And Mr.
SMWVE, spell smooth, not Dwayne. I'm up.
All right, and the show is over. Sleepy Dwayne. And until next week, we will be
on patrol.